coming out of the wagon now.
Well, howdy, everyone. Isn't it so good to see you all? Aren't we going to have a rooting, tooting time this year at Holiday Club? What's it called again? Yee-haw! Now, boys and girls, where is that little sister of mine? Let's shout for Bonnie after three. One, two, three, Bonnie! Well, while we're waiting for Bonnie, I need to tell you that Granny has gone off on a cruise with Great Aunt Agnes, and so she won't be here. I don't know how we're going to tell the Bible stories to you all without her.
Hello, guys and gals. For you, I am exhausted after that lesson.
Bonnie, where have you been?
Well, I have been horse riding. My horse is called Muffin.
What? The mule?
No, he is great. I feel like a true cowgirl. Anyway, where's Granny?
Well, that's the problem. She's not here. She's gone on some cruise somewhere and left us in the lurch.
What? What are we going to do?
Well, I've got this letter from her, and I was just about to read it. Whoa! I've got to tell the true Bible stories. She's written it all down.
Wow! Well, you better get reading.
Today's true Bible story is written by a man called Luke. He wanted people to know that Jesus was not just any old bloke, but the most important man who ever lived. He wrote our true Bible story in Luke's Gospel, chapter 9. Jesus had done some amazing things and was also teaching people about God. But a lot of people, they were confused about who he was. Even the king wasn't sure.
Is a prophet?
Good question, Bonnie. I remember Granny telling me a prophet is God's messenger and he tells people about God.
So which one of those is Jesus? My friends say Jesus is a great bloke.
My friends think he's just weird and boring.
So who is he?
Well, those friends of ours are not actually right. And today's story will tell us why. Let's find out what happened next. Jesus was talking to his disciples when a whole crowd appeared. So Jesus started to teach them about God too.
I want to tell you about God's amazing kingdom.
Anyway, because God is so big, Jesus talked for a very long time and it got really late.
Jesus, it's really, really late and everyone's getting tired and hungry.
Yeah, let the crowd go into the village and they can find food and a place to stay for the night.
You give them something to eat.
How can we do that?
Yeah, we only have 5 loaves and 2 fish.
Unless we go and buy food for all this crowd.
But there's 5,000 men here, and that's not even counting the children and the women.
Go and get the crowd to sit in groups of about 50 each.
This is starting to get very exciting. What does Granny say happens next?
Well, she says the disciples did exactly what Jesus said and got everyone sitting down in groups of about 50. Then Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us this food.
Jesus then gave the disciples the loaves and the fish, who handed them out to the people.
Whoa! You are not seriously telling me that Jesus thought that 5 small poxy loaves of bread and 2 smelly fish were going to feed 5,000 plus people.
That is amazing. Let's see what Granny says. The disciples handed out the food, and each time they handed the people some food, there was more. Every single person had enough to eat, and even when they were full, there was even more food. Whoa, that is amazing. And there were even 12 baskets of food. left over.
Is that a miracle, Hamish?
Yes, it is a miracle, Bonnie. And only God can do miracles. Jesus does miracles to help people see who he really is.
Well, he is a bit more than just a good bloke, like my friend said.
Yeah, and he's certainly not weird and boring doing stuff like that.
So what happens next?
Jesus spoke to his disciples. Then Jesus asked the same question to the disciples. He wanted to see if they realised who he really was.
What about you? Who do you say I am?
Jesus, you are the Christ. You're sent from God as King.
Wow, I think Peter has got it. He's seen Jesus feed 5,000 people with just 5 loaves and 2 fish, and now knows exactly who Jesus is. He can't just be some ordinary bloke now, can he?
I don't think I get it. I'm still a bit confused.
Don't worry, Bonnie. John will come and tell us about what it means later. He'll help us understand who Jesus is. But now we must be off. I need to go for another lasso practice, and you need to get cleaned up from horse riding.
Oh, yes. Bye-bye, everyone. Yeehaw!
Bye, everyone. Bye, boys and girls. Bye.